Hello and welcome to another episode of the +63HP podcast. I'm one of your hosts, John Clemente. Alongside with me is my bestest best friend in the entire world, Chabox. Chabox, how are you doing?
What's up? Yeah, I'm good. Excited to be here. Missing we're one man down, but we'll carry on.
Yeah, we are giving our other bestest best friend, Arnie, an injury reserve break. He'll be back hopefully soon to enjoy our reviews of certain shows and movies. And if this is your first time in the channel, welcome. Thank you very much for the view. The +63HP podcast has a stable of shows, including this one. This is the review show where we deep dive into a certain TV series or movie for the week, give you guys our opinion, and then give it a rating so you know whether you should watch it with your friends and your family. Typically on Wednesdays, we drop our D&D campaign. Bunch of 40-year-old guys and a lady do our very, very first D&D campaign. We record it, and we put it on YouTube for posterity. And on Thursdays, we typically drop a curation of featurettes, short clips, videos, trailers. We react to them and see how hyped we are for the upcoming content that we'll be dropping. On occasion, Chubax and our other bestest best friend, RJ, have their own second D&D campaign where they're bad guys, and those drop typically Friday. So we're catching up on a lot of the episodes, so you might see a barrage almost daily of all the recordings that we've had the past couple of months. But in this episode, we will be discussing the recently released Damsel on Netflix. I'm just going to give a bit of stats before we ask Chubak's initial non-spoilery reactions, and then we'll dive deep into the show or the movie. It is directed by Juan Carlos Fresnadillo, right? Not a lot of accolades yet, but he was a producer slash director on 28 Weeks Later. So
that's pretty good.
That's 28 Weeks Later.
That's pretty good, right?
Jerry Maguire. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
There are also movies like Intact and Intruders. So a lot of the things that she's done is Spanish. So not a lot of things on him, but it was written by Dan Mizzou, who is, if you are a fan of the best franchise in history, Fast and the Furious, he was the one that rewrote Fast X when it became from Justin Lin to Louis Leterrier as the director. Produced by Joe Roth, Jeff Christianbaum, and Chris Castaldi, starring Eleven herself, Millie Bobby Brown, Ray Winstone, not Winston, Winstone. We also have Angela Bassett and Robin Wright, with Nick Robinson and Shorey Agashlu. She's Scottish. I can't pronounce her name yet. It released March 8th. That is here in the United States. That is the International Women's Day. So pretty good timing on that part. This is a female heavy or female driven movie. And the running time is 110 minutes. So it's decent. Like, it just shy of 2 hours, which I think is perfect. So that's the general stats of Damsel. I wasn't able to see the budget of the movie. In parts, it looked very, very high production. In some parts, kind of didn't like maybe the CGI, maybe the I think it's a set design. Like, the caves was a little too not cavey. Give me our initial reaction, Shabak. Non spoilery on. What do you think about Damsel on Netflix?
So, I don't know. I may be in the minority, but I really liked it. I enjoyed it. I watched it with the wife and Isabel kanina. And it was pretty good. I mean, again, this is going in as it's Netflix. So, there's that. Another one is, I knew that she's a producer here, right? Millie Bobby.
Yeah.
So I know that she's a very prominent on the women empowerment and but she's very, very young. So
Very young.
as we saw in Stranger Things, she's not at that stage where you can do the layering and subtle messaging. So knowing that, with that expectation, I enjoyed it. And I was surprised by a lot of the scenes too. A lot of some of the setting scenes, the story. Of course, we have some issues, but not as much as I would have expected. And she's really pretty,
I,
I have to say.
yeah, I'm sure that's, I think that's where we depart, because like I too, like I was reading some of the reviews when
Yeah,
this
like
came
a
out.
three in
Yeah, three
IGN.
on IGN, which is it's not a three, 100% not a three. I enjoyed it, but like I said, we knowing Billy Millie Bobby Brown's producing mantra, like she really, again, your women empowerment, maybe a little too hard on that, a
And
little
like
too much.
again, we don't have an issue with that. My only issue is like he doesn't have the depth or
It's
the
there's
nice
no
touch yet.
subtlety to it,
It's
right? Like
very.
next week we'll be reviewing, because I think one of our favorite movies of all
Oh.
time, Dune 2. All the messaging there was very, very subtle. Here,
We
it's
can
a
call it a
little bit
10 already for
heavy-handed.
Dune.
Yeah. So it's like midnight level 12 on my end. But like, yeah,
Yeah.
it's just, it's not just her. It's maybe the writers, the other producers, the director as well. Like this one is like you're being slapped in the face in terms of like, the woman empowerment, but that doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just like, there's no subtlety, there's no delicateness, there's no, you're right, there's no layers into the messaging. It's just like one giant slap. But in the end, I really, really enjoyed it, because this movie doesn't treat us like dum-dums, right? It's not like the
I'm
usual.
surprised you liked it. I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean,
I
but
enjoyed it.
that's I think the evolution of movies that should happen right now. Let's not treat everybody like everybody's 7 years old. Like some, yeah, most the audience here will be younger, right? But our young audience are a little bit more mature now. People understand the subtleties of arranged marriages, politics. People understand doing certain things for responsibility and for love. People understand that, feelings can change, like, the good for the many kind of idea. A lot of things, that's where I really appreciate this movie. It's like, oh, it's a children's story, right? It is supposed to be a fairy tale kind of type that you turn on your head, but it is really, for the lack of the better term, mature for it's kind of making sure that the audience understand what is happening, that hey, it's every person has some form of reason why they're doing it. Like the dad has the reason for doing it, she has the reason for doing it, the kingdom itself has the reason for doing this particular ritual. Even the dragon has his their own reason for doing stuff. So like, all right, okay, so we hear all the reasons. But yeah, I think my main complaint is there are certain parts of this that the effects, the CGI, I'm very impressed with. I love the little fire embers floating. It's super cool. But yeah, there are certain fight scenes that it's like, well, it's, oh, you are really on a sound stage. Like I think the
They
background
didn't
and
even nail the dragon hand on her.
oh,
When they
that's
covered
true.
her, the shadow was a little off there.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it probably is budgetary restrictions, but again, like we've seen movies with way less do much more in terms of that. But again, it didn't really take me, in this particular instance, it didn't take me away
I
from
think
the story.
they just mixed enough. Like a lot of the horse shots seemed like as real as could be possible. You know, it wasn't all CGI, which I think helped a lot. So that when there was, it's like, I'll give it a pass. And there were, surprisingly, there was a lot of good shots, good imagery,
Oh
good,
yeah. That's, I mean, that's why it's just much more apparent when the CGI is bad, because there are some that are really, really good. Like when they were looking at the kingdoms, like, oh, that's definitely fake, but it looks good. Some parts of the cave was like
Oh
the
yeah.
tighter parts of the
So
cave
we're good, we're
really
great.
good,
Yeah.
right?
Agreed.
But once you start jumping caverns in the caves, like, all right, come on, my guy, that's not how it works. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. So yeah, I am excited to discuss our favorite parts of it, things that we like and didn't like. Do you want to do the plot? Do you want me to do the plot?
I can do it.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I just run off the top of my head. I just watch it anyway.
Oh
So
yeah.
yeah, so we start with a flashback scene of a king and his soldiers going into a cave and then getting massacred by a dragon. Nice visual. This is kind of like the anti-Zack Snyder, because a lot of the choices they made were really cool. Like the liquidy fire
I
was
love that.
good. Yeah, right. Kat also noticed that, so it was really cool. And then, so anyways, they're massacred by the dragon. The king gives up, and yeah, it's made to look like the dragon has been attacking them, and then they were there to protect themselves, and they tried, but it didn't. But they couldn't even touch it, so the king kind of just gave up. Then we go centuries later. We go to a land that is barren and under harsh conditions, and Millie,
Barely getting firewood, barely
yeah,
getting food.
and we see Millie Bobby Brown as her name, Elodie,
Elodie.
Elodie, and her sister Flora,
Floria,
Floria,
Floria.
yeah, and they're trying to help their just making firewood, trying to help their, it's a
Their
kingdom, right?
peoples. It
Or they
is.
are
So this,
lord.
that's even right at the top, you show princesses doing hard labor, but understanding that's part of their duty as a lord in a
Yeah,
castle,
so is that like a
right?
king, more
So,
like a lord? Yeah. Yeah, this one was nice. Also, like it's more like more realistic too. Like we know that well, like they're doing the hard labor, but when you see their kingdom with a nice slow with the following them back to the Lord, it's like they're not doing well. So like
yeah,
it would be
not all prince and
and
princesses are the fairy tale
it
prince
would
and
really
princess.
look really weird, like if they're these people are doing like living nicely while everything around them is not. So that was a nice touch. And we meet his her father and her stepmother,
Stepmother.
Angela Bassett. So this is where the
Another cool decision where it's, again, obviously the movie is very, very white, right? But you have to put some diversity in there, and you typically don't get a stepmother as a nice or like an amiable stepmother or mother figure in these types. So I really
Yeah,
appreciated it. It's like,
and it's
okay,
Angela Bassett, so she's badass.
and it's Angela Bassett.
So the father apparently gets a proposal from another kingdom that's known to be well off and rich. So for a marriage, arranged marriage for her, and she has to do this for her people. So they go, and they meet this I'm not good with the names. The land of Oria, or
Aria, yeah.
Oria. So we
Aria.
get there, and the queen is none other than Robin Wright. Did I say that correctly?
Good that.
Robin Wright, right?
Robin Wright, yeah.
Robin, yeah. So
No
she's
longer
no.
Robin Wright Penn.
Oh, okay. And she's a queen, and these are just like the. I mean, again, I'm not against it. it's just like really on the head where she we don't even do we even have a line from the king? Nothing, right? Like
no,
it's really her on she's the
there's literally if you can count the number of lines the
or scenes the she was in
scenes or the men even spoke, right? But
yeah,
so, that's good. I mean, you're trying to balance it out. We have that Bechdel test that
Bechdel,
yeah.
No. I mean, I'm not criticizing. I mean, I just take it on. It's cool to like. I mean, Robin Wright really commands the screen, and she's awesome. And she's usually been playing the good guy or the general, right? Princess Bride, and then now she's playing the major villain. So, she's commanding. I also like the casting of the prince. The prince, he's not the typical handsome, unrealistic looking guy, and he was
also
amiable,
but also not totally a douche, right? That's the other thing.
And wasn't immediately completely nice, you know. So it's like it was very nicely done.
Very nice balance across the board in terms of like, all right, this is not your typical fairy tale characters. Like even Robin Wright, like usually they're all good. Like whenever there is this like perceived bad guy in a form of a queen, they're all bitchy to start. This one's like she's nice, she's amiable, and then you get like a very, very nice twist towards the end where, like, I don't know, like we're skipping a little ahead. My favorite line from her is like, you know, when Angela Bassett wanted to get to know Robin Wright a little bit more, she said, like, oh, we're very looking forward to getting a new daughter, but what we have a lot of is family, so we don't need any more family. It was like, whoa, that's a cool line.
There's a little transaction. So they meet. Elodie spends time with the prince, and he seems like very likable, and they get close for it was like 2 days, maybe, or a day and a half. And then they get married immediately, and then but of course we see subtle signs like the queen, there's something off about her. And then she met with the king one-on-one, and then when he came out, this guy who was always usually nice and loving was very,
very upset
upset and terse with Angela Bassett. And she this is where she meets the queen, as you said, and where we see the cold queen and saying that treats this as a transaction, doesn't need want to know more family and make more family. So the stepmother tries to talk to her the night off and wants to call it off, but before she could convince Elodie, the king steps in and brings her out. So we get to the wedding.
Girl then, talk.
Yeah, it's a nice, fast wedding. And then for one of the rites of the family, as the prince said, they have to go to this cave. And then
we skip a little bit where there's an important part where they, you know, they bonded, the prince and Elodie bonded about their desire to travel the world. And that's where we see like, oh, you're not too bad, you know, on a horse ride.
Yeah. So they get close, and he seems very likable, and she sees a future with him at the very least. So they go get married, and they climb to the mountain, and this is where shit gets creepy. They get there. Another nice visual where nicely shot. I like the editing here. It's not a lot of cuts. So they go up, and then we see all these people, presumably the nobles of this country, all wearing golden masks stuff. I saw like a tweet just not a while ago before we did, like, if I see somebody, if I go to a party and everybody's wearing that, I'm out of there.
Golden mask. Maybe not the party that you want to be at.
Agreed. So they go up, and then it's more of like another marriage rite also, where they get a coin, it's given to her, and then she cuts her hand, Oh, they cut her hand, they cut his hand, they joined their hands, and then that's like the right. Then going back, there's like they're walking on a bridge above like a big cave, and then he carries her because that's tradition, and then he apologizes and he throws her off, and then so she falls, surprisingly not unscathed, and so here that's some nice visuals, like the I never thought we have that visual of tree branches inside a cave or like in a mountain a lot. So this was nice, like she's looking up and there all the branches which broke her fall. So she gets there.
Possibly like or like most likely like roots from trees on the outside of some sort.
Yeah. And then from another entry point inside the cave, she sees something of light. So she goes out and it's a bird on fire. And then after that, we see a bunch of birds come out. This was another nice visual. Like I never thought of,
Oh yeah.
like you know, the idea and the concept of like a bunch of birds getting burned and then they're still flying and then they're just. It was a really nice things that have we haven't seen before or I
Yeah.
haven't seen before, or didn't
I thought she was
remember.
gonna eat it, but she was trying to save one.
I know. So that's when we meet the dragon, but we don't see. Oh, we don't see it yet, but. It's the silhouette's there and it's attacking her. She runs away, she finds another exit, and she gets a little burned. And again, we see this liquidy fire, which is very, very great idea and then well executed. And then
And of course, like the first instance that the dragon speaks, which is,
and
pretty cool.
it's the woman from Expanse is the
Expanse
asset.
of you ever so people might not know because it's a different difficult name.
I always forget.
Shore Agdashlu. Shore Ag it's a difficult name to pronounce, difficult name to remember, but I 100% know. As soon as you hear her voice, you imagine her face. Like it's like, all right,
Yes.
this is cool casting. But also, again, typically dragons are, males. Now you have again, 95% of the characters here are female. But yeah, pretty badass. Oh, love the voice casting here. On.
So sorry, so again, so she finds more paths, and then she finds the remains of a girl, a fresh kill, and oh, this is where we get the story of did we get the story already about the three?
Not yet. Not
Oh,
yet.
okay,
That's
not yet.
after she
Okay,
tried to
no,
escape.
she went, yeah, when she meets the dragon, so she tries to escape. And oh, she finds the remains pala, and then after that she just wanders the passage trying to find water or something, and then she meets, this is one of my issues, or not issue, but something that's how do I say it, like a point of interest. She finds these blue glowy worms and uses
Yeah.
them as a light. And then so she and then she finds water, but as I was also like at the same time I was telling Bella, like you never drink from a standing water, right? It has to
Yeah,
be,
you need to always
it's
running
never
water,
clean.
yeah.
Yeah, so when she gets there, I said don't drink it, and then a good thing in the story, she spat it out because it was dirty, but then it was dripping from something like ice, right? Ice that formed, it was dripping, and so she was closed her eyes, turned up and drinking, and then we got another nice visual shot of like a shadow going above the ice.
There's a lot of dragon
Right?
fight scenes, like, which are, like, scattered all over, which is surprising because usually they
Very
keep it
unique,
in
yeah.
blocks.
And
No.
very unique. It's not just like the same type of dragon attack all the time or the same type. This one's like there's a nice big ice formation on top. And then there's like a shadow that comes up above it. At first you don't know what it is, and then suddenly you see that the icicles start to shrink. And then the orange light comes up, and then oh shit, you know, that's the dragon, it's blowing fire through that. And then she runs away, and she finds another cave, and I think it's the only safe spot technically in that area, because she finds the other remains of the other previous sacrifices of women that were there, and they've written their names on the wall, so there's like a lot of them,
A lot
and there was
generations.
also a map. Of the cave, so one like goes starts
Victoria.
from the tree, the center tree where she fell, and goes out to all the spots that she's seen, except one area goes up and to the right, and it's shows sunlight. And but then, as we know, she's burnt her leg a little bit, and she's hurt. She falls asleep in the cave. And I think this is one of the scenes that I kind of didn't like in the execution. She has a vision for all the women in the cave or the previous sacrifices. I kind of didn't like the execution. I don't know, like it just seemed like I think
I mean, this is.
it wasn't creepy enough, or I don't know, there was just something off about
I just thought that there wasn't any reason. Like
to make it
they
creepy.
didn't kind of like, they didn't have any lore of ghosts. It's just like you have a vision of what it means. So it's just a little too fast for me at that point.
I think for me, if I analyze it was more like she saw them all together. I would have liked maybe like one flitting out and then one flitting in, or maybe that's just something we used to, but either way, it's something minor. But here we get like one of the things that I think wasn't made a big deal enough. The worms heal anything. The blue glowy worms heal anything, and it's just like a footnote in the story. This is like
100%. Well, I mean,
the
they
fountain
kind
of youth or something,
of,
shit,
yeah.
man. Like,
But see, that's the thing so every time that there's a dragon in a story and the dragon is awake, because Smaug is different, like he's asleep, right? This one, like you're a giant dragon. One, you have so much space in that mountain. That mountain is definitely not structurally sound. Because there's a lot of holes in it. Where do you get your food? And you get this magical worm? Is it because like
is it
dragon
connected to
poop
the
makes these
dragon,
worms?
or is it just another species in that world?
Mm-hmm.
No, but for the food, I think he can go out. I was surprised also that he was
Okay.
flying out. So yeah. So anyways, I just think that, I mean, it's still a big deal in a sense, the worms, but this could have been the importance of this could have been like a movie in itself. You know what I mean? That's how it's like finding the fountain of youth. You know, something that heals
100%, right?
anything.
We'll discuss it at the end because, like, yeah, you're right. I don't think this is the last, right? Hold on.
So anyways, oh, I do have to note that like even Bella noticed that like Millie Bobby Brown looks really great with red hair. I think it's just something with them.
I love her with red hair. I just think that I've always liked. How she looked in Stranger Things. I think her cheeks and jaw is weirdly shaped now because when you see her sister Floria is super cute. And then this one, I just didn't buy her beauty this time. Still pretty, but I could do without it.
Anyway, so she finds that path, yeah, going up to the sunlight, and she thinks it's a means of an escape, and she goes there, and it's through these the outlet is through these cylinder of sharp crystals, and she finds a crown, and I wouldn't have thought of that. She used it like as a climbing tool. And it was pretty smart, though unrealistic. I think it would have just slid off because it's they're all
Yes,
like, right? Icicles
100%.
sharp. So
Yeah, that I, and also like there's so many protruding icicles
you would have been
or
cut a lot.
gemsicles. Yeah, and but also like wow, there's so many hangable areas. Okay, I don't think that's how icicles grow or gems grow, but again, fantasy world.
So anyway, she gets to the top, but then, oh yeah, I forgot. In the visions, when she was having visions when she was asleep, there was only one line said uttered by a girl, one of the
Victoria.
women. Was it Victoria? She said, "It's all lies."
It's all lies.
So as she gets out to that sunlight in the map, it's just a small hole in the mountainside. A thousand feet up or hundreds of feet up, and she there's no way out, and then she sees her father with a group of men. I don't know how she saw that with her eyesight, but apparently it's not that it's not that far, and she tries to shout, but obviously nobody can hear her. And then that's when, which surprised me, the dragon can come out. So she was flying outside, and she attacked from that side. And I think she fell, right? Yeah, she fell.
She fell,
I think
yeah.
she fell. She fell. And then this is where we get the line from the dragon that said, three were taken and then three must be given or something like So we know that there's more to the story. So she goes back to her safe room, and then she goes. Oh, her father comes in and tries to find her, and she goes try to find him also. And then we realize we find out that well, the dragon makes do with the two bodyguards that weren't even given names easily. She does love like she likes squashing them with her hands. Or I didn't
Yeah.
even see she didn't even bite anyone, right? I
No,
don't think
actually,
she.
that's the thing too. I never see her eat things. Burn it, she burned like in the intro,
Yeah,
burned
but she
everybody.
never bit or anything. And I like that she uses the. You're so intimidated, which is another smart idea. Like this. You're so intimidated with her head and her wings. You don't notice her tail just always
Oh yeah, that's true. That's
flanking you,
actually
you
tough. You
know?
don't see that tail. Also, like I love the design of the dragon. I love the flying. I love the liquid. I love the fire. I love the glow. I don't like the face. The face of the dragon looks a little cartoony.
For me, I liked it. I mean, they could have done with a more popping eyes. You know, like not popping in a literal, more like catchy. You know, like if you look at the
Catchy.
silhouette, you'll see the eyes
Yeah.
immediately. Here it
My
wasn't,
thing is
but
the face was more flat than I
not their
prefer my
mouth. Yeah,
dragons. Yeah. I like a snouty
but I
dragon.
like the
But hey,
color here, the shit, the
yeah,
movement.
love it. Oh, and when she breathed the dragon breathes in and glows, that's cool. And even like the way that she flies, like
Yeah.
you know, like it's not stubby arms, it's like long arms. And like you said, like she the dragon does a lot of crushing
Yeah.
with its arms.
So as she as she's trying to sneak in to get to her father, so I said the soldiers get killed, the father go gets FaceTime with the dragon. The dragon's never named, right? I don't think we got a name.
I no, it's never named.
So we got a discussion
I'm gonna
here,
double
and
check.
we find out that he's not as evil pompous as he would have liked himself even. So he made a deal for gold to save his country or his people,
Yeah, I mean,
to
but
sacrifice
that's the
his
good thing.
daughter.
That's the good thing about this too is the although it's again heavy-handed in explanation, we already understand. Like it was already mentioned a few times that you know we need the gold. This union will save the entire people, and even Elodie was like prepared to make that sacrifice, right? But again, we're reminded like we got a lot of gold.
And but I do like he said, he there's not a lot. Again, I mean, for I do like the story choice where, like you said, there it's not all good, all bad. Here he was like, he was me and Bella were talking like he's an evil dad for, or he's a bad dad, but kind of a good lord to protect his people. He sacrificed his
Yeah.
daughter.
I mean, actually, it's a great lord, like you're sacrificing your own daughter for the
Yeah,
better of the people.
still an ass, but and then he has this nice line where he thought he could sleep, he couldn't sleep, like he couldn't sleep with it, and it bothered him, so he came back, and that was a nice like, oh, and then he got killed, and I was like, okay, I forgive him. He still needs to be killed, but like he still deserves that because what he did was still pretty unforgivable, but at least he didn't die without hope. So yeah, the dragon kills the guy, the dad, and LD. I like that scene where the dragon was tempting the dad to call her so that she can kill the dragon, and then he goes out shouting like he's gonna do it, and then he
I
turns around and
order
is like,
you.
yeah, I order, obey me. I order you to, what do you say, survive or run or
Do not come out.
I do not come out. Yeah, so that was cool. And then she escapes. She tries to escape. This is all my only one of my issues with the dragons. Like, if she can smell her, it's but she never. Maybe it's not. She can just smell her. Like, but she can't
Yeah, like
track.
in environmentally that she's here, but
But she
yeah,
can. Okay. So it's
not
okay. So
pinpoint.
not an issue. Just like it's not a great smell. Great sense for her. So, oh, and that's what my issue is, like a few seconds of two wounds touching. I don't think that's gonna make me.
That doesn't make I smell the blood of a royal on you. It's like, bro. I don't think you want, and she also, you fell into the water, you've done everything already. But I
Think
guess that's
no, I
how
think
magical.
if this was a mature movie, they would have made it something like the guy has to impregnate her
Yeah,
or something, you know
that's
what I
true.
mean? So that would have make it, but since this is we'll skip, so I'll give that a pass. So she's able to escape through the rope that the father used to get into the cave system, and she uses the horse, and I like, she's smart. She knows, she hears the dragon coming after her, so she hops off the horse, lets it run, and then hides. Like that's for somebody who's not thinking on the clutch would have just wanted to escape to the boat, you know what I mean? And they
That's
would have
true.
been caught. So the dragon incinerates the horse, though, poor horse, and then goes on a tantrum or around the mountain. This is when I don't know if there's like, is this magic? Like, he made it really look like fire in the sky, you know, like a tornado.
That's the, I mean, again, when you look at the When you look at the mountain, it's very pointy, and then when you look at it from afar, it seems like the entire clouds around it are inflamed. So it's maybe because it's liquid and it's hanging with the cloud. Again, there's a lot of physics that is not working well here. But
But it looks
you
good.
know,
It looks
it looks good. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It looks good.
good. And then the queen, yes, like she knew, saying something like she knew she was trouble, so she needs to replace her. So she goes to the boat where the stepmother and Floria was staying, and she gets the daughter. And I don't know the scene. Like, I know everything. Usually in the movie, everything's done for a purpose. But then the soldier stabs Angela Bassett, but it's just like this minor thing that doesn't really come into the
So
story.
good thing that you brought it up, because I was gonna ask, it's like, all right, she gets
Wasn't.
stabbed, but it's, let's say, technically just a flesh wound. So was the intent so that because she's an expert rope maker, so I'm assuming you can rope climb. So is the intent to not have Angela Bassett assist Elodie?
In
She
fighting or
can't because
something?
she's injured.
Oh,
That's what I thought.
maybe, but she barely, in wrestling terms, she didn't really sell the injury. Because, yeah,
Stomping.
she was in the horse and she didn't, grimace or anything. Or anyways, minor thing. So she tries to ride her horse back. She meets Elodie, and she's surprised. And Elodie gets the horse and goes back, knowing that her sister will be with the dragon. And then so we get another scene where we repeat the ritual. This time the prince refuses to throw the sister down the hole because she's a child. And again, another nice writing here where, I mean, you don't really like the prince because he did throw Elodie down there, and another girl also, and was gonna throw another girl the next time, but then he still stood up. So I was like telling her, like, I don't know. He's still evil, but he did stand up for her. But still, it's a nice, interesting character, like adding more depth, with less lines. So that was nice, and just for me, just stupid for like the queen. Well, I guess it hasn't happened in such. It's never happened in centuries, so they wouldn't have thought of it. But I would have just like cut the Achilles tendon or something before I throw someone off. But then maybe the dragon
Well,
likes something. I don't.
oh, just thinking about it too, the dragon did say her favorite part is them running.
Yeah,
So
so
maybe part of what the dragon wants is
fun.
fun, like the thrill of the chase.
Okay, so maybe that is it. Anyways, so we get here a nice fight between the dragon and Elodie. So she comes back. She does her prep, like she what does she wipe for herself to mask her scent? Is it the
Ooh,
blue? Is it
I
the
didn't
blue
catch
thing?
that.
And she wipes something. I think it was the blue goo or something. To master scent and sets a sound
A
trap
soundtrack. Well,
far
here's the
away.
thing. That's a very, very complicated soundtrack. I thought it was like
What is
she
she
got a
doing?
sword, she got some armor. It's like, oh, is she gonna fight or she's gonna make like a
It's like
dummy?
a
No,
bomb.
she's gonna make sound.
She made the
She cut her hair for
decision.
a week. That's it.
I
You cut
mean,
your entire hair. You can do that with a little bit, but like, all
so
right.
it still looks hot though,
Still look, I mean, I actually
but
preferred her with the short hair there.
yeah, me too. So it makes a sound, so it distracts the dragon to go far away, and she sneaks because she doesn't know she was masking her scent. So she saves her sister who broke or hurt her ankle, and but the dragon comes back in time, and we have a nice fight, and what is this? She gets in a so it was a nice how was it? Oh yeah, so it's a nice fight. She uses the dagger hidden in her cleavage all the time for stab one eye. She uses the sword. She
That Floria, yeah, she used a few swords, and one of the swords
yeah,
were thrown
one
at
sword
Floria.
she was able to jam into the mouth before she fell in the water, and then Floria threw her another sword, and the dragon was technically toying with her. That's why she was able to put a few licks in, grabbed her, and she was able to stab it with the sword. And then after that, she found like a nice rock formation that was like bringing the wind back,
Curve. Yeah.
curved. So she tempted the dragon to spew fire on it, and it rebounded, and it hurt the dragon almost. Killing, not killing her yet, but like incapacitating her really bad. And this is when oh, we missed it a while ago. While she was looking around and waiting for the father, she saw the eggs and the dragon, the
Oh,
baby, three
yes.
babies. And we find out that the real story was that this was the dragon's land, and these were the three. Her last three children, the end of the line. And the humans came, or the people of Oria, or the
Oria,
Oria came in and wanted to kill
yeah.
that, kill
Unprovoked.
unprovoked to kill the dragons. They were able to kill the kids, and then, but the mom wasn't survived and killed all the other except the king, and then made a pact like they took three of her, the last of her line. So she expects three of their children, or three of their women, every generation, I think, right?
So, oh yeah,
I
it's
think it's
three per
every per
generation. Yeah.
generation. But they didn't. What she didn't know was that the Kingdom of Oria found a loophole, or a trick, a drug testing trick, where, as we said, they cut the hand of the bride to be, and they touch it with the prince, and that's the way they make it seem like that the damsel or the woman is part of their line because she can smell it. And he tells that to the dragon, and instead of making the killing blow to the dragon, he uses the worms that heal anything. And then
Magic.
we cut to another wedding. I presume the third wedding of the Kingdom of Oria, where the prince is having another new bride, and then we get the nice walk of Elodie. How she came in through the all the soldiers, I don't know if there were any
And
soldiers at all.
how the I know I'm gonna you spoil it a little bit, and how the dragon was became her rest back or her backup without being noticed also.
So
Very stealthy.
yeah, and then I think it would have been better if they like did the wedding outside so she can just walk up, you know, from afar, like do a like a Black Panther walk
Yeah.
from surprising them. But either way, it still works. She meets the prince, and the prince was like apologizing, and you could feel that the prince really liked her and would have
Yeah.
wanted her to be the wife if she could. It would have worked out, but he even goes on the line like he confesses like this third bride was gonna die again, and then after that he will marry his real wife. I don't know why he would say that to somebody that he married and threw off a cliff, but there is
I
that.
think the intent was like, oh, maybe we'll do one more and then I can marry you for real. So I think that's another thing too, that they needed to, they should have kind of at least build like clar I know it's not the best to spend a lot of time on, but the idea of like, oh, there's three fake marriages and then the last one is the real one, so that because they need to continuously make heirs. And what if, for example, your heir are actual females, right? So they need to keep on making at least a male heir, so that that male heir can then import other brides to be
Yeah.
sacrificed per generation. 10
So the
years is
question
not a lot
is,
of time.
why not just kidnap women? Why do they have to make a show of it? Like, why do they need to take
Good,
princesses?
great question. Great
Right? They're
question.
making it harder on themselves.
And they're purchasing very expensive wives. You're right. I didn't even think about that. You're right.
It still works. And so she comes in, and then she basically a pox on all of your houses, she says. And the dragon comes in, burns everything to the ground. I like that the prince kind of just well, fuck, it's I deserve this, and she just takes it. We don't even see the king dying, and Robin Wright was just the queen was just defiant at the end, which I
Yeah.
liked. And then in the end, we get Elodie forgetting no mention of the miraculous healing blue worms. I think they got their supplies, right? They got whatever riches they could.
Well, I mean, they got paid.
Yeah. And
So,
finally calling the stepmother, Angela Bassett, mother, which I like also, because I kept telling Bella, so mean calling her step. Oh, maybe it's just the times. I don't know.
yeah, but I thought too. It's just like, but also like it's a proper title.
Yeah,
And if he says mother, and then people look like, you do know that she's black, right? And then you're white.
No, I think it's more like, yeah, she didn't earn it yet, or like they weren't close enough yet. And they're sailing back to home. And I did like another interesting story. Like, you called Angela Bassett mother, but Floria still called her stepmother. It's a little bit like she's the one that went through something with her, you know. So she's the one that called her mother. And then as they're sailing back to their home, the dragon is flying beside them as well. They got a new So you know what? I'd like to see a sequel, just because, like,
I mean,
I don't know where it can go.
Yeah, there's so many things that you could do for a sequel. Like, you've mentioned it already. What if they travel the world and then they come back and the mountain, because the dragon is no longer there, has been ransacked for
the blue worms,
the super worms. All right, so there you go.
But yeah, that is Damsel by Millie Bobby Brown.
There you go. I'll start with like my favorite parts and my rating so that Chubbucks can take us home as well. But again, when I saw IGN give it a 3, I think I can understand, because like the story wasn't like super smooth. It jumped around a lot. There's a trouble with the CGI a little bit, but it's not a 3. At bare minimum, if I were at my most critical, I'd give it a 5. But because I enjoyed it, most of the acting was great. Like, everyone, Angela Bassett was great. The king, the Elodie's father was great.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Wright was great. So the voice acting was great. Yeah, I found it very, very entertaining. A lot of holes, a lot of plot holes, a lot of skips. So that maybe that kind of like took me out of the story. But all in all, like what you mentioned, like I love the, I like what, how you did it. You saw it with your wife and your kid. I think it's a cool family movie that is a little bit more on the mature end, but not so mature that it is kind of like you need to be like 13 to watch it. Like, yeah, I think a mature 8-10-year-old can understand the concepts of what to be responsible is, because everybody here is just, you know, they're just trying to fulfill their role. And I think that's important thing to see. Like, even the prince, he doesn't have any choice. And oh, yeah, he can rebel, but he's just trying to do what's best for his castle or his country too. So I think I'm gonna give this a high 7. So I enjoyed it. It's fun. Effects are great. Millie Bobby Brown, always delivers. Could it be better? Yeah, loads better. Like, there's a lot of things that they should have cleaned up. But I would expect that there'd be a part 2 for this. How about you?
Yeah, I hope there's a part 2. I want to see what kind of story they do. Like, I know it's still gonna be like empowering women, and that's why I'm like, I can't predict it so much. I mean, I'm a man, so I don't know how they're gonna still do that theme with what stories left. So I want to see what's left of the dragon, what's what they're gonna do with that, the blue worms. So I'm excited for my review. Yeah, I've been bouncing around between 7 and 8. Maybe if I saw it by myself, I'd give it a 7. But watching it with the kid and my wife, let's give it an 8. I had fun. We really liked it. A lot of visually, great images, scenes, shots. Yeah, like you said, some CGI were spotty, but not all. I mean, lot of the caves, the small cave stuff, were done really well. It's just that, I think it's just basically main that room, the one where the main dragon room is the iffy one. A lot of visual storytelling choices were done that vibed with us. I liked it, and the dragon design was well. Millie Bobby was great. I think that's about it. I'll give it an 8. It was really fun. And
Okay. I
it's
mean,
on Netflix, so.
I'm not mad at 8 or 7. It is a solid movie because I was just so surprised that it, at least one of the more visited outlets gave it a 3. Come on. It's like
Come on.
it's
But that
not
is
super
it.
bad. All
Next
right.
week, hopefully we'll have Shogun and Dune.
Ooh. Dude. Yeah, we have a couple of like really amazing cinematic masterpieces on the docket. So we're just fixing our schedule. And of course, like everybody and their mother's talking about Dune 2 right now. So we'll give them a little bit of chance and we'll do ours, hopefully in a week. And also on the docket is so far, everybody has been very, 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 very high and very, very positive on the first few episodes of Shogun. I didn't even know that it was a remake. I didn't even know it was a book. So,
I found out on Twitter that they probably won't make a season 2 because the ending is perfect of the book.
and
So, and
I'm
that's where
and
they want to end it. So I'm
I
excited for
would
that.
totally support that.
Means
Totally
they're not
support like one season of amazing television. It's going to be great and very, very exciting. We hope to see you on the next videos. Again, subscribe to our channel, youtube.com/plus63hp. We're on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Handle is at plus63hp. If you don't want to see our faces, you just want to keep us in the background, we are available on all your favorite podcasting apps of choice. We prefer Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. And we record all of these episodes live during the weekend. So just catch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/plus63hp. We record weekends, morning Eastern time, anywhere between 9 to 12 in the morning. And that's going to be now that's no longer daylight savings time. It's also going to be 9 to 12 evenings, Philippine time. So please hope to see you again. And on behalf of Trebox and on behalf of our other bestest best friend, Arnie, who couldn't join us today, but thank you very much. And we'll see you in the next video. Bye.